Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you are here. I'm very excited to talk to you today about the exact thoughts you need to think to manifest your specific person or anything else that you want to manifest in your life. So the thoughts that you need to think really depend on you and what you would think if you already had your manifestation. So this is really important. So I'm going to say that again. The thoughts that you need to think really depend on you because they are the thoughts you would think had you already manifested whatever it is you're manifesting, your specific person, abundance, a new job, a good grade in school, whatever it is that you're manifesting, what would you think in the moments after it had manifested, after you know it's manifested into your life? What are the thoughts that you have? Now, oftentimes, I've manifested a lot of things. Oftentimes, things manifest and they feel so natural that it's almost hard to believe that they manifested. It feels maybe unconnected to the things that I've been doing to manifest, like they would have happened anyway. A lot of manifestations feel that way. And so when I think about things that I have manifested in my life and I think about how they came about, some manifestations I was working on for years because I didn't have a good grasp of manifesting tools in my early years of manifesting. And they just happened. And so the thoughts that I had when I think back on this, when I think about past manifestations, and I think about the thoughts that I had afterwards, I think like it's almost, well, I can't believe I did it. I mean, it really happened. It really happened. I really manifested that. And so maybe that's the kind of thought you would have after you manifest your specific person. If you don't know, if you've never had a really big manifestation in your life, you can either go back and think about small like what we would perceive as small manifestations. You know, there's no really big manifestations or small manifestations, even though I know that it feels that way. It certainly feels that way for me. You know, when I manifested a penny or versus when I've manifested, you know, my specific person or lots of money or whatever it is. So think the thoughts that you have thought after you've manifested something, if you have experienced manifesting something, big or small, it, you know, or you perceive as big and small, big or small. And if you don't have that experience, what do you think you would think? So go to this moment in your imagination right now. Stop what you're doing while you're listening to this podcast. We're all going to do this together. Go inside your imagination right now. Go in there and go to a moment in your imagination where you've manifested your specific person. Your specific person is right there with you on your couch. You're watching TV, if that's something you would do. Your specific person is, you know, texted you a message saying that they love you. Whatever it is, whatever kind of image that calls to mind where you know your manifestation is in your life. Go to that moment in your imagination. Now, imagine whatever it is, whatever you've chosen, and now figure out what you would be thinking when that happens. Like, are you thinking, wow, I really did it? This happened? I can't believe it. Or I do believe it. I knew that this was going to happen. This is exactly what I wanted, and this is exactly what I've manifested. Look, whatever those thoughts are, and they're going to be individual to the person. They're going to be individual to you. What would you think in the moment that your manifestation has happened? And whatever those thoughts are, you're going to practice thinking those thoughts now. I mean, so if it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see my person this weekend, or if it's, I really did it. I'm a master manifester. This came into my life. Whatever that thought is, or two or three thoughts, you don't have to narrow it down. Just practice thinking those thoughts deliberately on purpose. Now, at first, if you haven't been thinking this way, it could take a little bit of practice. You're going to have to return your mind to those thoughts. But when you do it, that is going to put you in touch with the place, with the reality, the parallel reality, if you think of that way, but you don't have to think of it that way, where the version of you who's manifested that already is. If that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, let me know and we will do another episode about it. But you're going to practice thinking the thoughts that you would think on purpose. You're going to choose those thoughts. You're going to think about what they would be. You're going to choose those thoughts, and then you're going to practice thinking those thoughts on purpose. So let me go over it just one more time, really quickly. You're going to go to the moment in your imagination, in your internal world, where you have already manifested exactly what you want. Your specific person, your grade, your job, whatever it is. And you're going to think, figure out what the thoughts you would be thinking in that moment are. And then you're going to write those thoughts. You don't have to write them down, but you can write them down. But however you need to do it. And then you're going to practice thinking those thoughts on purpose. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait for you to manifest exactly what you want.